This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the evening edition. It's Uma and Ezra, and taking a look at our next story. It very much relates to, you know, some of the discussions that we had earlier on in the program. This time, it's about catering to the digital world's increasing demand for talent. And Gobind Singh Deo, the Minister of
Multimedia and Communications,
is introducing a technology stream into the school system. It's something that might be discussed with the Education Minister as well.
Yeah, he's proposed this kind of idea that, you know, to nurture talent in the industry, it's got to start at a very, very young age. And so therefore, you know, we may not, you know, we have science streams, we have art streams, maybe we have a technology stream as well. And I appreciate the suggestion. I appreciate the notion.
I'm open to new ideas and approaches.
I'm open to new ideas. We can barely get what we have right. No, you know what I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about kind of growing participation in STEM and all of this stuff. We can't even decide what language to teach it in.
Right, and to introduce another stream, you know, the discussion amongst different stakeholders, you know, students, parents, about, you know, what are the opportunities available from, you know, profession perspective, from a research perspective, from an academic perspective, that there's so much to sort of unpack in this particular area.
Yeah, actually, you know, it'd be quite interesting to see whether a technology stream like this would be a kind of merging between academic and TVET, right?
I mean, right,
whether it's
right,
whether it's some kind of amalgamation of two things.
And the thing is, of course, there's been so much investment towards TVET, at least in the past 3 to 5 years.
Yeah,
and
right,
for whatever misgivings one might have about the Barcelona National Administration, at least within the education sector, there were movements towards it. And it'll be interesting to see how that will all be consolidated into hopefully what will become a coherent program.
Yeah, that being said, I mean, Gobind Singh Deo did say, you know, we cannot wait until children reach Form 5 to ask them what they are interested in. I mean that's a it's a true statement. Sometimes it's too early, sometimes it's too late. It really depends on the individual. But then again, of course, you know, it doesn't matter what the Form 5 kids are interested in, right? If your father tells you to go and be an accountant, you go and be an accountant.
Well, let's head over to the phone lines, where we have Raj Ridwan Singh, founder of education NGO Sols 24/7. Raj, thank you for joining us on the program here on the Evening Edition. So talk to us about some of your first impressions to the minister's plan to introduce a third technology stream. There was some pushback.
But that's the thing, right? When you want to do something new, there's always going to be challenges. You know, we have an education system now that's been working since independence, right? We're talking about 60 years. So obviously, the resources, the way it has been developed thus far with the whole science and art stream was catered to the previous way of thinking. But I think that it is extremely important, because everything today is just like what the minister said, right? YB Gobind was like, look, the jobs today are the jobs in the tech space. A lot of people's jobs are getting replaced. And if we don't start training our children, then we as a country and even our kids, when they go into the workforce, they're going to be left out. And I think the school is a fantastic place to introduce it. Now, you look back in history, right? Why did we even have this arts and science stream? Was A, because we would have those with a higher IQ who would like to participate generally in science, but also those who also may have a high creative IQ, and we wanted to push the art stream. But if you really think about the art stream in Malaysia, right, it's all very generic, very basic. So if kids in Malaysia don't go to science stream, then they feel like they're like second quality or second level school going kids, right? That's how we judge them, and that's really, really sad. Now, the minister is coming out and saying, let's have this third stream, because there's so many kids that grow up with tech. They play with phones, with smartphones, with computers, and we got to bring that in. The whole industrial age, because we had vocational and technical training in schools, it's how when people graduated, because straight away go into factories, straight away make a living, have a life, have a house, and things like that. But today, when a graduate leaves school, they can't go participate in those kinds of, back in the past, industrial was the high-income economy. Today, it's the tech scene. And they can't participate because they've not been trained from school.
And how do you mitigate the issue of resources, whether it's infrastructure or trained teachers? Is this something that we will be able to equally implement across the nation?
Now, it's true that we have a big infrastructure challenge in public schools, right? I've talked about this in the past in BFM, the whole one, the starry mat and whatever. But I want to say this, right? If there's one minister who has proven to us that he can go out there, you know, negotiate the deals, hustle for the country and provide the infrastructure, it's YB Gobind. I know I sound like a fanboy, but the reality is he's done that. He's been bringing internet costs down. He's been pushing infrastructure. And he's really, really doing what we've all been wanting and asking for. Now, you need that kind of leadership in schools, right? You need someone to go in and say, hey, we're tired of this infrastructure that has been so unbalanced, so pathetic, if I may add. I mean, bringing technology to the classroom is something we've already agreed upon 10 years ago. It's only now that we're trying to make it happen. And I think that is just fantastic, you know, if he can make it happen. And if there's anyone, it's him.
All right. Now, Raj, how will this, you know, be able to accommodate the changing face of careers and jobs? You know, there are tech jobs that exist now that weren't there a generation or even, you know, a year ago. Will a tech stream or a syllabus be able to keep up?
So the basics of the tech is still the same, right? When you talk about coding, when you talk about programming, even if you look at social media for that matter, the basics still sits in advertising. It still sits in communication. It still sits in PR. It's just the avenue to do that has now changed. The medium has changed. So we're only preparing them with the same basics into the new medium. So it's the same thing with tech. The basics of computing and the essence are the same. It's just the medium is different. We have different coding languages now, right? But the basics are the same. So I don't think if you introduce it now, and the beauty about tech is every 3 to 5 years, we can keep upgrading the systems and upgrading the curriculum, but it won't be difficult for the trainers once they're trained properly to do it. Now, here comes the second issue. Do we have sufficient teachers in a school? And the answer is, of course not, right? We've had this whole policy of introducing computing in the schools, but we know for a fact most of the schools throughout the country that do not have the nice, fancy, sponsored computer labs, which I'd say would be less than 1% of the schools, they don't have the teachers yet or the training, because it was very, very difficult to train when the infrastructure in the school was insufficient. How do I teach the teacher to do IT or even introduce programs to them when there is no proper internet working in the school? Right? Impossible. So I think the approach is, which is probably what the minister is doing, let's fix the infrastructure, let's get all the schools connected with proper networks, and two, let's bring in the curriculum, because you need the curriculum to match the infrastructure. If not, it'll just be another white elephant, great infra, like lots of the roads we have in many, many of the kampongs, but we don't actually have economies. We don't have programs. And I think that's when the minister hit it on the nail. We need to bring that education element in. And for me, it's just going to be exciting to see how the two ministries work this out.
Kids developing an over-dependence on technology has been brought up as one of the reasons why a tech stream is a bad idea. Now, addiction to technology isn't medically proven, but based on your observations, do you think there's a risk there?
Well, of course there's a risk in anything if you think about it, right? But here's the thing. What's the reality? The reality is we are in a tech-driven world. We're in a tech-driven economy. The world is moving towards that. Like just today, Apple, first company ever to hit the $1 trillion mark, right? What is it? It's a tech company. You know, what are the big, rich billionaires? They're all tech billionaires. Now, if we truly want Malaysians to participate in that high income, if we truly want Malaysians to be able to think forward, they need to participate. But then comes the part where the parents need to play. Just as a parent myself, I have to make sure, just like how, would you let your kid go run and swim the whole day? Of course not. They'll get sunburned, right? You have to put the discipline. Okay, yeah, go swim, go play football 1-2 hours, come back, read your books. It's the same with tech. Yes, you can use your iPad or your laptop or your smartphone for 1-3 hours, and you curate it. And then, yeah, but to completely say, no, it's a bad idea to introduce tech because parents won't know how to manage. It's the same like saying, oh, it's fine to let your kids go play football 10 hours a day or let them go out and run around. The third thing is, what do young people want? They want the tech. That's why we used to have these issues with kids spending too many hours in internet cafes. And this was because parents didn't understand technology. So it's also important to explain to parents the value of technology and also the hazards that come with it so that they can understand and manage it. Because it really does fall on the parents to manage the kids' time. The teachers are not the parents. The teachers are there to teach, to educate. But really, it's a parent's responsibility to sort of nurture, discipline, and teach the values to the kids.
Raj, so there would be parents who can understand the size and potential of the tech industry, but do you find that if they're not tech savvy, if they're not from the tech industry, then the inclination is to encourage their kids to explore tech, would it be more unlikely to happen?
Yes, and I guess, familiar with tech because I graduated as a systems engineer, so I know computing. But here's the thing. It's not difficult to educate parents. Today, there's enough articles online. A simple Google search, what kind of computer programs are good for my kids, you know, and they'll give you, like, you know, 10 best programs for kids. What kind of apps are good for small kids or even infants? What kind of apps are not good? All these things are available. The thing is, we need to raise the awareness. For me, it's all about the B40 in the work we do, right? How do we help the B40, the ones who may not be familiar or who are not, who have not adopted or even understand? And it's actually not difficult because with social media, with even traditional media, with the way we communicate, I mean, look at it, right? We never thought we would get a new government. We have. And a big part of it has to play with technology, has to play with social media. They managed to bring this throughout the country. So if we have the same kind of determination and the same kind of focus and we put the same effort, we can educate parents all over the country. We can educate the teachers. We can educate the students. Now, is it a mammoth job? Of course it is. But is it necessary? The question here is it necessary? Is it important? Does it make sense or not? Because, you know, today's days, right, it's all about politics. But at the end of the day, I think this is a fantastic initiative. And I'm definitely going to do my part to support it. But I think, parents should also realize that it is their responsibility and not just think, oh, it's just the teachers. Because that's not fair on teachers, putting all the responsibility on teachers.
Well, Raj, always good to hear from you. And thank you very much for weighing in on the topic. You just heard from Raj Singh, founder of education NGO Sols 24/7 and Sols Tech, with his views on the possible introduction of a third technology stream for secondary school students. Stay tuned to the evening edition as we head towards 8 o'clock news. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.